This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and really being engaged and involved. And I want you engaged and involved. You need to check out like the chat room, whether it's on our website, that's therealside.com, on Facebook, whatever, and see how other people come about their decisions, why they believe what they believe. They might be able to sway you. You might be able to sway them. You might find out you're on the same exact page, but you came about it differently. You came to it differently. And there's nothing wrong with that. But at least to give you an idea, different perspectives from different people, and you need those. Can you imagine a room full of me's? It'd be pretty boring now, wouldn't it? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, going through these stories with us, sending me stories. Those are always good. I will always appreciate those. And I've got tonight some really crazy stories tonight. Let's start off with this one. This one I love. Just coming, I mean, how many of you remember, it's you know, Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving, right? All that stuff. It was kind of cool. And I realize it's old school now. I mean, it's really bad. You look at Charlie Brown now, the cartoon, you're like, wow, we actually watched those. You know, compared to what they have today. There was cartoons out of my house all weekend. Yeah. You know who, right? Anyhow. The progressives have a habit of destroying everything when it comes to American culture. They anything traditional. I've really come to the conclusion now, it's tradition they hate. It's not necessarily the story in and of itself. If it's good, wholesome, and traditional, they're not really into it. You get that far progressive left group, mom and dad, boy, girl, happily ever after, those are all terms they hate. And now Charlie Brown has come under fire. Charlie Brown. Are these people serious? Now, the holiday classic Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving aired last week, and rather than watch it and, you know, enjoy it and, you know, a great lesson in there, yes, no, maybe we didn't show how many millions of Indians were killed and that kind of stuff, but we're trying to show them a decent message, right? So rather than watch it and kind of enjoy it, the progressives found another way to destroy it. They came at it again. Now, millennials watching Peanuts, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, for the very first time, were appalled. They were outraged. They can't believe such a racist cartoon would ever make it into American culture. This is just amazing. And when you, they had to go looking for this. And then they had to write a story around it in order to be outraged by it. The classic animated special was broadcast, you know, on the national holiday, all across the networks. And the millennials say it left them feeling uneasy about how one of the characters was treated. The episode, which airs on ABC, features a holiday meal shared between the characters after Peppermint Patty. Remember Peppermint Patty? The irritating one. Yeah. She invites herself and others to Charlie Brown and Sally's house. I didn't know they were an item.
Their brother and sister.
Oh. Well, where's the parents? Why did they say the Brown's house? This is totally confusing.
All about the kids.
All that, Although they are planning on heading to the grandmother's house for Thanksgiving dinner, Linus convinces Charlie that they have time for two feasts. But viewers suggest that the fact that Franklin, the only black character in the show, is sat by himself on the side of the table all by himself, and that was a discriminatory act. Another point made by fans was that Franklin had been given a different chair than his friends. They sat him on a lawn chair. Now, if I take all this as gospel truth, then my family hated me. They hated my cousin Vinny. Yes, I actually have a cousin Vinny. And at times, I think they even hated my cousin Tony. You know why? Because sometimes we sat at the table alone, or maybe we sat there with some little kids on one side. We all had different seats and chairs. I think even a few times I sat on a footstool. Think of that. I had to sit on a place where somebody puts their feet. My God, I didn't know my family was so racist. Get them on the phone. I mean, I can't believe this. It's just stupid. Some of these kids, millennial kids, you seem like they were watching this for the first time, which I think is hilarious. Why? Whatever. On Twitter, one user wrote that I am now woke. Why is Franklin and Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving sitting all by himself at the table? Man, I didn't notice that as a kid. Yeah, because you were obviously smarter as a child than you are now. Well, another question also questioned the seating plan, adding, how come Franklin, Charlie's only black friend, sits alone on the other side of the table and in a lawn chair? You know, what's really funny about this is the way they call this stuff out. You can go to communities all across, even where I live, different high schools, where you can see the number of blacks and Hispanics very small. And go to the school not that far away, the number of blacks and Hispanics are bigger than the numbers of whites or Asians. It is just where it is. I don't know where Charlie lived. Does anybody else know where Charlie lived? Anybody care? A third demanded that they change the show to seat some of Franklin's friends. Maybe Franklin had no friends. Maybe Franklin didn't like people. Maybe this was like Franklin's first group of young people he was willing to hang around with. How do you know that? Maybe Franklin was homeless, and they invited him in to feed him. But look at it. If you can be stupid, so can I, right? You want to come up with crazy stuff, I can too. But thank God for the level-headed who jumped on right away and said, look, the creator, Charles Schulz, actually fought to get Franklin into the cartoon. One man said, you know, get some history. And listen, asking the millennials or somebody on a far progressive left to get some facts, I don't know. I don't know. There can't be a harder thing to do than asking them to get facts. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Listen to the Real Side.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged and involved. That's the whole idea. I want you engaged. I want you involved. It's that easy. Really, we don't need a PhD, an ED, an AD, whatever. You don't need a D anything. Just get involved and get engaged. That's really what it boils down to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, we were talking during the break, producer Tammy and myself, about when this show was made. And
what show?
Early 60s, maybe? Right? And if you think about it, Charlie Brown, right. And I would imagine there weren't a lot of scenes on TV at all of black people at the dinner table with white folks. I mean, remember the big deal with Star Trek, the first interracial kiss. I guess it was a lion and a male and a human kissed or something interracial. I don't get the term. I just don't get it. We're all part of the human race. You call it what you want, tweak it around. You know, we create the dividers, right? I mean, seriously, we create the dividers. Why do we have to have the dividers of black, white, Asian, whatever, when we refer to each other? How about just human? I know that's kind of ridiculous, but you know what I'm saying. It's just nuts what we've got down to. And again, the group that doesn't want any labels is the one that pushes the labels the most. Right? The Democrats, they don't want to reply to labels. What was I watching tonight for the first time? I walked into the living room, you were watching Madam Secretary, is that it? I mean, I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe the terms coming out of the one of the young people, and they weren't necessarily making fun of her. Okay? Matter of fact, the dad was trying to understand what she was saying, so he could, I won't say acquiesce, but, you know, kind of buy in, kind of not buy in. Just stupid. Don't do it. Don't buy into it, ever. So here we have, we come to find out now that when you start looking at facts instead of just start throwing things out there, that Charles Schulz actually fought for the little young black character to be in the movie at all. How do you like that? I mean, does everything have to be a shove in your face? Or can some things be you're working it in? Again, we're talking early 60s. One man said, seriously, please get some historical fact and content. Charles Schulz was a trailblazer. And he bucked racism in those days by adding Franklin to reflect the issue, challenging then what was going on in society. Another dubbed the accusation of racism a joke, adding, man, I was just watching this thing and I thought, I wonder why people haven't attributed racism to Franklin having the crappy chair. And there you go. You jumped right on it, didn't you? Now, okay, so I was wrong. The episode first aired in November 20th, 1973 on CBS. And it went all the way to 2000 before it moved to ABC in 2001, still airs annually. Kind of, you know, all right, now I'm going to really give away my age, right? Remember, we used to get all excited. You knew there were certain times of the year that certain stories would come on, like The Wizard of Oz, always in February, right? Remember that? Always in February. I don't know why, but February was it. And, you know, Charlie Brown, Thanksgiving, right? You know, that was going to come up, too. Same thing with the Christmas movies, the Easter movies, all of those. You knew when they were coming up, right? And now it's like it doesn't matter anymore because they're on some station somewhere all the time. You've bought the DVD. You have the clip. You go to YouTube. I mean, there's a million ways to get these things out there. And it just kind of takes the excitement. There's no buildup anymore. Now, Franklin was first added to the show by Schulz when a teacher wrote to him and asked for a black child to be included in his cartoon. And when you think about that, I mean, what a great thing for a teacher or somebody that's in it every day to bring up and say, hey, look, this is great. Love your message. Could you do me a favor, though? Add a black character. And I'm sure Schulz sat back and said, you know what? That's not a bad idea. I don't know how I get it past the network. Guarantee you that's one of the first things he said. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I got so many crazy stories tonight. I don't even know where to start, really. Here's one somebody else sent me earlier. Said, I haven't heard one of these in a long time, Joe. And it's true. And I joke about this, and I really shouldn't joke about it, but I always said the same thing. Where were these teachers in the 70s when I was in high school? Now you know where I'm going with this, right? It seems like every day, every week, we're seeing more and more stories about female teachers sleeping with their students as young as 13 years old. You know, and I've seen people pose these questions up on Facebook on a regular basis, and I never really give them much thought. Now, apparently earlier this month or last month, there was a report of a 24-year-old Texas teacher who's on the lam for allegedly sexually assaulting a 13-year-old boy. Right? He also had impregnated her. Right? And you see this all the time. Now, this involves, and you see even more and more of these. It was another Arizona teacher. She was accused of performing oral sex on her 13-year-old student. Right? We have to wait now. Tammy's got to, we're getting Tammy up off the floor. A lively social media conversation quickly followed. Many theories were offered. Most of the comments were thoughtful. You would think they'd be out of line, right? Now, the reason for asking the question is to better understand why there appears to be an increased prevalence of female teachers, and many of them young, attractive, and having sex with their students. One writer says, I say appears for a reason. I'm aware of the nature of these stories, make them ripe for media attention and sensationalism. Right? And so, is that what it is? Really, when you think about it, is kind of that what it is? A decade ago, William Salatin of Slate asked the same question. But he said, no, it doesn't. Salatin pointed to a bulk research to show that female educators convicted of sexual assault appear to make up a fraction of overall cases. Right? About 20%. Depending on the study, overall females committed just 3.5% of sex crimes in the U.S. Now, are we talking sex crimes as a whole? Sex crimes inside the classroom? And what kind of sex crimes? Now, again, that was a decade ago. We know how fast things change today. We'll hit more of that on the other side of the break. Joe Matinho, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Apparently, there's a whole lot of sex going on in the classroom. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
I'm not happy about it. Their car is not selling well.
President Trump reacting to news. General Motors announcing it's cutting more than 14,000 jobs due to slow sales in sedan models such as the Chevy Cruze. The president speaking with reporters on the White House lawn. GM says it plans on closing 5 plants by the end of 2019.
They'll put something else. I have no doubt that in a not-too-distant future, they'll put something else. They better put something else in.
In other news, a big bounce back on Wall Street as Cyber Monday shoppers look for bargains online and take advantage of deep discounts and free shipping, which sends retail stocks soaring. Amazon, for example, up 5.3%, the Dow gaining 354 points, the NASDAQ up 142, and the S&P 500 up 40 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
And I was. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And, you know, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can be part of the conversation. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Give me a topic, maybe an author, person you'd like to see on the show. Always appreciate the time and the involvement that you have. We are talking about, and I'll get to the wall, I talked about it a little bit earlier, why so many female teachers are having sex with their students. Actually, why there's so much sex going on in the classroom to begin with. I mean, almost like it's not a big deal. Terry Abbott is the chairman of Drive West Communications and a former chief of staff to the U.S. Department of Education, wrote an article where he said that teachers are committing more student-related sex crimes, and he cited several examples, including the following. In Texas, he said, home to the largest number of teacher sexual misconduct cases in the country, investigations into alleged inappropriate teacher-student relationships have grown almost 30% over the past 3 years. Kentucky schools reported more than 45 sexual relationships between teachers and students. That's up from 25 just 2 years earlier. And a surge has been reported in Alabama as well, where state investigators are investigating over 31 cases, again, up from the prior year. You know, I mean, think about this. This involves teacher-student sex crimes, right? What about female educators specifically? Now, though Abbott did not directly address the question, the research he cites suggests that female teacher-student sex crimes are also significantly on the rise. In 2014, Abbott said, two-thirds of reported teacher-related sexual misconduct cases with students involved men. That means one-third of the cases involved female teachers. If Abbott's statistics are accurate, it would represent an enormous increase from just a decade ago when female teachers accounted for as little as 4% of the sex crimes. I wonder how many of these are actually got reported. No, really, I'm not trying to be cold or unfeeling, because I know some people say it ruins the child for whatever, ruins the young man, it does whatever to them. I mean, a lot of these young kids, the young men, I talked to some of these guys later on, they wear their stuff like a badge. Like they were able to get it on with their math teacher or their history teacher or whatever. Again, I'm not touting this as a good thing. I'm simply saying how many of these, to say it's down at a certain level, how do you know that? How many of these go unreported? How many would ever say anything about it? Let's assume for a moment that the sex crimes committed by female teachers are on the rise. Then the question became, what drives it? Abbott, and we're going to be doing a lot more about this here shortly, points to social media. A lot of people might be tempted to roll their eyes now and say, oh, yeah, okay, this is the answer, the theory for everything. But social media has had a big effect on our social behavior. It's had a big effect on how young people see things. Look, those friends you have on Facebook, they are not your friends. They're not there for you in the middle of the night. They're not there for you when you break up with your boyfriend or your girlfriend. They're not there for you when your dog dies. And if this is what we're teaching our kids relationships are, how sad is that? How much trouble are we actually in? You know, we've heard for years about the human touch, the physical touch, about putting your arms around somebody, telling them you love them, or it's going to be okay, or you're going to help them, or they're not alone, or whatever. Hey, I guess an emoji does the same thing, right? Little emoji of two hands praying, little emoji of a face with tears coming down. I'm sure that makes you feel just as good, right? We're raising cold people. I believe that's why society's out of control. I believe that's why, you know, murder is more prevalent or what have you. I mean, school shooting, any of those things, because we're raising a group of emotionally cold people. Let that sink in. You're looking at watching video games. You're killing. I mean, have you ever seen these video games? They look real. Whether it's basketball or the military stuff, they look real. Now, he claims to social media, I know much of you going, yeah, okay, well, whatever, sense. But the theory really makes sense, and it's supported by data, right? For one, it would fill the timeline of the rise. Additionally, Abbott's group found that women use social media in 40% of the sex crimes that they tracked. Still, is there anything else that might explain the increase in prevalence? Could other factors besides technology be driving this? Right? Driving women, mostly women, to commit crimes of passion? I mean, I'd love for somebody to find some real social science or social input on this. This would be really great. But soon I plan to be doing a mini-series, if you would. Not video. But a mini-series about social media, about the iPhone. What it's done to our young people. Has it really helped them or hurt them? You know, it's a great tool, like they say. You know, it's really funny because they keep talking. They ignore all the data around planting your eyeballs on an iPad, planting your eyeballs on an iPhone all day, or one of these electronic devices. They ignore all of this stuff. Right? Because they want to talk about the greater good. But what about the greater good of guns? No, really, what about the greater good of how guns have saved lives? How guns have helped feed families? Right? For that reason, we have a shooting, and all of a sudden it's got to go. We've lost our minds. This isn't right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. You know, this one's a tough one. It's not tough. It's just hilarious. We did this story a while back. And we kept hearing in the schools, what was it? The first thing that really kind of threw me off was the fact that they wanted a dispenser, in the men's room. Because some men have vaginas. And I looked at producer Tammy and went, yeah, okay, whatever. It makes absolutely no sense. Because male, men, right? We're talking about chromosomes here. Call it what you want. Change the label. Do what you need to do. But there's a reality here you can't get away from. But the university, they have actually canceled the vagina monologues because just the opposite. Some women don't have vaginas. I don't know how that works. Eastern Michigan University says the productions of the vagina monologues are no longer welcome on campus because it's exclusive. Survey response. Well, look, it's called the vagina monologues. Wouldn't it's not called the woman monologues. It's not called the male monologues. It's not called the minion monologues. It's called the vagina monologues. So apparently, shouldn't you have one to be able to speak to one? And don't tell me no, no. If you're going to tell me no, no, then I'm going to tell you no, no. When I'm talking about abortion and you're telling me I can't do it because I don't have a uterus, I'm not a female, I don't know what it's like. Well, same to you, isn't it? That's why I talked about it earlier. They don't want equality. The left was never interested in equality. They're totally interested in control. It's all about control. Survey response to opposing the production consistently indicated that they were concerned that the play centers on the cisgen women, the play centers, on the cisgen women, that the play's version of feminism excludes some women, including trans women, and that overall the vagina monologue lacks diversity and inclusion, because everything has to be about diversity and inclusion. It doesn't work that way. Usually, like, you know, the gay men's choir. Yeah. Where's the diversity and inclusion? I mean, seriously, some of the choirs I know, you have to be gay to be in the choir. Right? I don't think that's discriminatory. I don't even think that's non-inclusive. Right? It's inclusive of any color male who happens to be gay that wants to sing, that has a voice. I hope who has a voice. There would be another one I get in trouble for. They tried to say I made fun of a basketball player, a football player, and somebody else because they were gay. I said no. I said, what I'm making fun of is you're calling them heroes for coming out as gay. That's not what the sport's about. The sport is about can they play. And some of my enemies took exception at that. I'm still at the same place here. Can they play the part? Can they do the bit? Who cares what they have under their clothes? I mean, seriously. Now, the new... the news thing... Oh, God bless America. I'm Joe Messina, your host. A newspaper report decision to cancel the vagina monologues came after they conducted a survey and felt that most people on campus felt that women, not all women have vaginas. I got to go look this up in the book. I'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Pain
in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being with me tonight. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Now, if you give me your email address, joe@therealside.com, we send you one email, one stinking email a week usually. I should send you more because some of the other guys do and it seems to get them a better response. But I send you one email a week. I let you know who's coming on the show and the kind of topics we'll be discussing, other things going on with the show. And also now we're playing with, some of you should have got a text tonight, one of the first nights that I've really used it the way I'm supposed to. Anyhow, if you want to be part of the texting team where I can actually send you information on what's coming up, the show that we're going to have and that kind of stuff, you can go to, you text TRS. I still can't get this one straight. You text TRS, right? The Real Side. TRS to 313131. That's TRS to 31, 31, and 31. I always appreciate the time you spend with me, and let me know that you want to be part of, and we'll send you messages via text. And you can stop them anytime. It's really simple. You just type stop. We were talking about the vagina monologues. And it's not inclusive, and therefore it really shouldn't be played on college campuses. And the reason it's not inclusive, because apparently not all women have a vagina. I'm just going to leave it there and let that soak in a little bit. But the college decided to cancel it because they conducted a survey and a workshop titled Not All Women Have Vaginas. So the University Women's Resource Center is basically canceling a play that celebrates feminism because it doesn't include somebody with male parts. Just let that sit. I know it's not cool to have silence on the radio, but let that sit for a second. We can't have a play about women and women empowerment because it doesn't include cis males or whatever they're called. I don't even know. I'm trying. They went on to say that we feel that we're making a decision in line with the WRC mission of recognizing and celebrating the diverse representations of women on campus, along with the overall mission of the Department of Diversity. Well, but if it's vagina monologues, isn't it? Should you have that proper equipment? Just asking. They feel like this minimizes students from all walks of life. So we truly believe that it's important to center our minoritized. Where do they come up with these words? I've heard more new words doing this show over the years. Right? I mean, never heard them before. And then you get this, a professor throws out a word you can't find anywhere else. But it must be real because, you know, after all, they're a professor. The university had considered rewriting the play, but were not permitted to do so because of copyright issues. Perhaps Eastern Michigan University could write a new play, right? We could call it, I don't know, just the Chromosome Monologues. How's that? Then you go to any direction you want to. Just saying. Joe Messina, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending. This stuff just gets so ludicrous, so crazy. Look, we just did a story about, I mean, think about what's going on in society. We just did a story how one black kid, if they had done some history, they would have found out that Charles Schulz fought to get the kid in there. The character, not the kid, but the character. Right? And this is the time when this usually was not included. It was not okay, if you would. Right? We go through all this. And it was a good thing that was done. And society says now it's a bad thing. Because we don't understand what went on during the day, what that was all about, what it meant. Doesn't it change the fight and the struggle? No, really, think about it. We're talking about taking the N-word out of so many books that actually use the N-word. And I've talked to some of my black friends. They're mixed about it. They understand the thought process, but they're mixed about it. How do we show kids, how do we teach kids about the ugliness that was once part of this country's culture? How do we teach them about it if we wipe it clean? How do we do that? Can somebody explain that to me? When you talk about these issues, and there's so many things we can't talk about, we have to wipe out, we can't expose, if you would. And yet, you think you can protect, you parents out there really think you can protect your kid, your child, from every little bit of ugliness? Let them feel the ugliness. Let them feel what it's like, you know, when somebody either calls you a bad name or refers you in a bad way. Let them understand how far we've come. You think the N-word was probably used very liberally at one time in this country. Not anymore. Matter of fact, it's used more by the black community than it is by the white community. And apparently it's okay. See, I've never understood. See, I'll pick on the white folks for a second. So it's okay for black people to use the N-word because we're told it's a very derogatory, nasty word. And we should be speaking nasty stuff to each other. So is it okay, you know, in this whole slut-shaming movement, is it okay for women to call other women sluts? Hey, slut. Yo, slut. How you doing, slut? I mean, do you think that's okay? And I'm trying to use the same logic. I don't quite understand how that comes down. I joke about it all the time on the show. I call people guineas and wops. I should be allowed to do that, right? They're still derogatory terms. It doesn't matter when you say it. It still has a... I mean, we could go through them all. We could go through the ones for the Jews. We could go through the ones for the Germans. We could go through the ones for the Irish. They're still derogatory terms. Anyway, you cut it. But there's only one group, truly, one group of people that are allowed to use it, use that N-word, black on black, and I have black friends who don't agree with it. That doesn't make it right or wrong. It just means, you know, it's not me, the white guy, trying to come up with a reason why it's good or bad. I've asked them. See, I'm one of those guys that's not afraid. I'll sit at the table and ask you why. So if you're afraid to have lunch with me because I might ask you something uncomfortable, you better think about that before, you know, when I start raffling off tickets for that kind of stuff someday. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. I know. I make myself nuts with this stuff. I really do. So that was the one I knew I was going to do that. This is another good one. Think about this. Now, this is illegal in and of itself. I don't know if I did this the other night. I meant to do it. I never got around to it. Apparently, public schools now, or some public schools, are banning songs with Jesus in them, or that mention Jesus, or refer to Jesus. Well, here's the problem with that. It's illegal! Right, the Supreme Court's already come down several times when it's been challenged. Because only when it's an issue that the left loves and wants to defeat, is it okay to keep coming up in front of the Supreme Court to get it turned around. Because when it's a conservative ruling, it's not settled law. It's only when it's a liberal ruling that it's settled law, right? Abortion and gay marriage and all those things that they totally 100% agree with. That's settled. You can't touch it anymore. It's sacred. Right? The Supreme Court has come down and said, you can say God bless America, you can have in God we trust, you can say one nation under God, it is our national motto, it's okay, and why don't you check on your own and see how many times the Supreme Court's been challenged with that. I thought it was settled law. Here's what I would do to scare them. I would say, since we don't use the same dictionary, and you say that Roe versus Wade or whatever, same-sex marriage, is settled law now. I don't believe you, so I'm going to challenge it. And the only reason I'm going to challenge it, doesn't matter whether I believe with it or not, you don't like In God We Trust. You want to take out, you want to take that off our money in other places. You want to take One Nation Under God or Under God out of the anthem. So you're going to keep hitting the Supreme Court till you think you get the right connection, right time frame, use the right verbiage to win. Right? So why can't I do it? Why wouldn't it not be okay then? At Robius Middle School, it seems it's okay to sing about Rudolph, Frosty, a fat guy in a red suit. But if you sing about Little Lord Jesus, you're done. Parents at the Virginia school received an email recently alerting them that Christmas songs mentioning Jesus would no longer be permitted in the Christmas, or as we say, Christmas festivities. It's always fun. If it doesn't jingle your bells, we can't sing it. David Allen told television station WWBT that he received an email from the school's choir teacher, explaining that the school had decided to avoid singing anything of a direct sacred nature in order to be more sensitive to the increased diverse population of the school. I'm trying to rationalize. How do you encourage diversity by carving out a whole group of people? Again, we're working off a different dictionary. I'm Travis Steve, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. A lot more of these crazy stories on the other side of the break. Really, truly, don't go far. You're going to love. We're going to talk about socialism in the early days. Did it work? I tell you, no. Almost killed us. We'll be back in a bit.